Let's go to the Rural Fire Service, because they're preparing for what's going to be a difficult day tomorrow. James Morris joins us now from the RFS. James, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning to you, John.
I'm guessing this work's continuing. The efforts to do this is backburning, to try to set up these hazard reduction lines for what might be a tough day tomorrow?
Yeah, certainly that's right. So obviously we've seen over past days, we have had some showers across a number of areas, which I guess in a way has put some ease in people's minds. But unfortunately, that has hampered a lot of our backburning operations. So thankfully, we have seen some of that dry out relatively quickly, which means that crews across South East and New South Wales have been able to undertake those operations, especially with the support of heavy machinery. And tomorrow, we are likely to see some widespread, very high and severe across parts of New South Wales. At this stage, we don't believe we're seeing significant winds, but certainly elevated temperatures and some winds, which are still a cause for concern considering how much fire we've got, particularly down in that southeastern quadrant of the state.
Hey, you mentioned heavy machinery, so I'm just assuming there, because I know a lot of it's backburning, but you also use machinery to create fire breaks and cut fire breaks. Is that what's happening as well?
Yeah, that's right. So we're utilising everyone from local contractors through to people travelling right across the state, and including our Defence Force as well, to assist in clearing these breaks and getting this work done before we see these increased conditions once again.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck. You've got, I think it's 127 fires at the moment across the state. They're being tended to by members of the Rural Fire Service and others as well. So good luck with that. Let's hope we get through the next 2 days, James. Thank you for that.
Certainly. Thanks for your time, John.
James Morris there from the Rural Fire Service.